It is Thursday, June 27th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellum.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. Support for KUAF comes from the Fayetteville Underground, promoting the visual arts in Northwest Arkansas, supporting artists working to the highest standards, and contributing to the advancement of Fayetteville as a destination city for the arts. Information regarding art shows, concerts, and more available at FayettevilleUnderground.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, what does yesterday's Supreme Court decision striking down part of the Defense of Marriage Act mean for Arkansas? And Jim Fairbanks talks about his new memoir about getting stronger after being diagnosed with diabetes.
We'll also take a spin around Siloam Springs' new outdoor gym and say farewell to our regular Thursday guest, Jody Beznoska.
But first, a national group calling on Democratic Senator Mark Pryor to support legislation regulating gun ownership is coming to Little Rock's Riverwalk Pavilion today. One of the speakers at the event, Carly Soto, is the sister of a teacher at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, who was shot and killed. She says Senator Pryor's vote shows he's not listening to the American public.
We vote for these people into Congress to have a voice for us. Who are they standing up for when they voted no? I don't wish this pain upon anyone. But if you were in my shoes and you were in my mother's shoes who had to bury her first child, you would understand. You would understand that change needs to be made. And this was a step in the right direction, and he voted no for it.
Previously, Senator Pryor voted against the Manchin-Toomey Amendment. It was widely regarded as the background check legislation with the most support, including support from four Republicans. Last month, Senator Pryor explained he did support one background check amendment, the Grassley Amendment, aimed at strengthening existing provisions.
And I chose the Grassley Amendment over the Manchin-Toomey Amendment. And one of the reasons I did that is because Manchin-Toomey, with all due respect, now I totally understand how people are so emotional about this, but I don't want to lose sight of the facts. With all due respect, the Manchin-Toomey bill would not have prevented the mass shootings in Jonesboro or in Tucson or in Aurora or in Newtown.
Carly Soto is traveling the nation with Mayors Against Illegal Guns, chaired by New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Four Arkansas mayors are affiliated with that group.
Though the Supreme Court's decision striking down part of the Defense of Marriage Act and refusing to rule on California's Proposition 8 is a first step toward marriage equality for same-sex couples, leaders of the local LGBT community say that much more work needs to be done before that equality can be found in southern states like Arkansas. James Rector is the president of the Northwest Arkansas Center for Equality.
Here in the state of Arkansas, I see the next step is working together with those groups and individuals who are trying to push towards marriage equality, but kind of taking steps. There's several things that we need in place as well, as far as like employment discrimination, there's immigration, several different things. So I'm not saying it's not in our future, I'm just saying that there's probably steps that we need to take to reach that.
We'll have more local reaction to and implications of yesterday's Supreme Court rulings in just a few minutes.
Those who frequent the downtown entertainment district in Fayetteville should be advised the city is in the process of adding another parking lot to the downtown paid parking plan. When the city council meets next week, it's expected to approve an ordinance adding the parking lot at the University of Arkansas's West Street Annex to the paid parking plan. Sharon Waters, the city's director of parking enforcement and telecommunications, says the lot has actually been a paid parking lot for years.
The university had put in paid parking. Obviously, they've got maintenance costs for that lot, and the more it's used, then the more maintenance they have to perform on it. You know, they've been good stewards to allow the public to park there. But in order to kind of recoup some of their maintenance costs, I believe it was about 5 years ago, they changed it to a paid lot. Their staff doesn't monitor into the night as long as ours does. And so gradually people have learned that they don't monitor it late at night, and so people have stopped paying.
With increased use comes increased maintenance costs, and Waters says the move to have the city lease the lot from the University of Arkansas will help unify enforcement along the different parking areas in the entertainment district. Waters says the revenue generated from paid parking in the West Annex lot won't create additional profit for the city, but rather will help offset operational expenses for the paid parking program. She says the arrangement is similar to other leases the city holds for private lots in the off-street parking district.
We collect all the money for them, and they get all of the revenue. However, based on the number of spaces that we manage for them, then we allocate the number of spaces proportionately to our budget. So the 63 spaces in the university lot will be divided by the total number of spaces that we utilize, and that will help offset our labor expense, our motor pool, our vehicle charges, our insurance, and that type of thing.
Parking fees and fines for the lot will be the same as for the other public lots in the entertainment district. And in addition to the kiosk already in place at the lot, users will be able to use any other city-owned kiosk or their smartphones to pay for parking.
According to a report by Talk Business Arkansas, three countries have stopped importing chicken from Arkansas after avian flu was discovered in a commercial poultry operation in Scott County. China, Russia, and Japan have all halted imports of Arkansas chicken. The last outbreak of avian flu in the state was in 2008, and China only began importing poultry products from the state last year. State Livestock and Poultry Director Preston Scroggins said that he is hopeful the countries will lift the import bans once the 90-day quarantine of poultry in the affected area expires. Further tests of poultry within a 6.2-mile radius of the affected farm have returned no positive signs of additional infections.
And speaking of chicken, Siloam Springs businessman Mark Simmons yesterday took leadership of the Northwest Arkansas Council at the organization's annual meeting in Springdale. He is the chairman of Simmons Foods, a poultry company founded by his father, M.S. Simmons, in 1949. Yesterday's announcement marks the first time in the council's 23 years that a Siloam Springs resident has held the presiding co-chair position on the board of the Northwest Arkansas Council. He takes over for John Tyson, who had held the presiding position for the past year.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals returned to play last night following the Texas League All-Star Game. The Nats defeated the Midland Rockhounds 9-5. The three-game series continues tonight at Arvis Ballpark.
With temperatures nearing 100, state health officials say people need to be extremely cautious when outdoors. Too much exposure can cause heat exhaustion or heat stroke. Dr. Gary Wheeler with the Arkansas Department of Health says it's important to pay attention to early signs of dehydration.
Particularly in people who are outside working, they'll start to get muscle cramps and that kind of thing, and they're probably losing sweat, losing salt, and that they should recognize that that's a problem and not just keep working through it.
Dr. Wheeler says if staying out of the sun is not an option, it's important to stay hydrated and wear protective clothing like hats and visors. Partly cloudy tonight, slight chance of showers in northwest Arkansas, lows in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight for the Arkansas River Valley, lows around 78. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, slight chance of rain. Lower 90s in northwest Arkansas tomorrow afternoon. Highs tomorrow in the Arkansas River Valley, right around 97. And for Friday night, mostly clear, lows from 68 to 73.